Hi, this is 44, and I never listen to the Hamlin Avenue Boys podcast.
We'd like to welcome everybody back inside the Holman Studio in Southwest Chicago, where the Hamlin Avenue Boys record. I think we've mentioned this before. Why does it seem like I'm right in my head? I feel like I'm inside my head talking through my mouth. Party favor.
What the hell did you just say? You're inside your head talking through your mouth.
Yeah, the way I had the volume up, it was so high.
Oh.
It was like I was actually in my head talking through my mouth. So like in the Wizard of Oz, the guy behind the curtain.
Yeah.
I'm the guy behind the curtain.
Okay.
Hello.
You were scaring me there.
Yeah, I'm scaring myself.
You smelled toast.
Yeah, I'm scaring myself. I thought it was the ceremony.
Your medication is taking effect. I still like those little dog walkers. I love the little container. This came in a little cardboard, you know.
I like getting the one you brought. I love those little tubes. Packaging is a big deal for me. So
yes.
Let's pause here for a minute and just go down packaging lane, because I think sometimes people that make products miss out on part of the experience of somebody who buys what they sell by not thinking through the packaging, the opening, everything. It's
the appearance too sometimes, you know.
Well, all of it, how it looks. The feeling of it, the quality of the feeling of it, the smell or the odorificness of it. Do you remember when you were a kid and your teacher would mimeograph something for you and you would get the smell of that ink? It was like a high in that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what it was. But
you'd get it on your hands.
Well, that too. But if you just, I don't know, if you just wafted
it. That definitely had an odor, didn't it?
It did, it did.
Never thought about it till now.
I know, I'm longing now.
Wow.
I'm longing for it.
Yeah.
But anyway, how did I get there? Oh, yes, the experience of packaging. I always, I think, appreciated packaging, but I didn't know it. And then I read, after Steve Jobs died, I read the book written about him. He was really into the packaging, such that when he was growing up in California, he used to hang out with his dad in the garage who tinkered with cars, and he would rebuild his carburetors and do all kinds of things that were a lot easier back then. Mm-hmm. But he had all the tools. And I forgot what his dad's real trade was. I don't think he was a mechanic, but he was an expert mechanic nonetheless. And so he would help his dad and hang out there. And he noticed one time when his dad was working on this carburetor, he completely dismantled it on his bench and cleaned every piece. And if it didn't look clean, he replaced it so that the inside was pristine.
Mm-hmm.
And so then when he closed it up, he didn't really need to do that because the original parts were fine. It's just that they didn't look new anymore, but they still worked. He asked his dad, "Hey, Dad, why didn't you just leave it? You could have been done with this yesterday." And he said, "I know what it's like on the inside, and that means something to me." That transferred with him into the Apple life, such that he took great pains sometimes to maybe a somewhat crazy way, the idea of packaging. And the way the equipment of Apple is packaged is very well done. It's a nice experience. And there are other companies that succeed at this too. Some companies get it. So an example is Starbucks coffee. Like them, love them, buy them or don't. What I have noticed about them is the packaging of their coffee, the beans, for example, and the bag they put it in, if you ask for a bag, are all just very quality items.
Mm-hmm.
That make the experience just a little different, if it matters to you. And maybe that's overly discriminating, but packaging, which is how we ended up on packaging lane here this morning at 1:27 in the morning. You know, it's almost like daylight. That moon is so bright out there.
I know.
So packaging lane, welcome back. We'll be taking you out for a ride around the city shortly.
I think,
and getting you home in time for ice cream.
Please.
Can you tell me the last time you bought something or acquired something and the packaging was noticeable to you? Either you didn't like it because it was a pain in the ass to get off. I run into those too. Everybody, see, that's another thing a company's got to think
about.
See,
now here, that's like any Mattel toy. They do great packaging. You got to admit, their toys, you notice them. But man, the way they wrap them with that wire or that plastic, I had such a pain in the ass. I remember when the kids were young, getting those damn things just out of the package.
Yeah.
You know? That's one item I know that I was like. But now you go to these dispensaries. You get a, let's just say you buy flour. A lot of times it'll come in that little glass container.
Which has some weight to it.
Exactly.
Yeah, good
and
point.
And really unnecessary when you think about it. The amount it of space is. That's in there.
For a gram.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or you get them, or they have them in those envelopes that are, hermetically sealed and all that. I tend to stay away from the envelopes. I like the glass.
The jar.
I can look at it and I can see, you know, what's in there. And it looks like it would be a better product than the other one.
Without even knowing it, you brought us to exactly where I was hoping we could go, because that's what prompted us to talk about packaging earlier today. Mm-hmm. And this is why I brought it up with you. Was we were noticing the jar of flour was a really nice jar, and it had some weight to it. There was only 7 grams in there, which is not a lot of weight.
No.
But the jar weighed, 48 grams.
Yeah.
And just had some heft.
I feel bad throwing it away when it's empty.
Yes,
it's
exactly.
Like maybe I should do something, make a lighter, But, it goes recycled, but it's like, and man, that's a lot of glass.
It is. I've been noticing, you kind of taught me something about this since you brought it up. And it's packaging related, but that's exactly what I wanted to tell you was we found that the packaging on a lot of things, like the dog walkers, the little tin can it comes in, they're fantastic packaging. They get it, is what I'm saying.
Exactly, yes.
Because it's an experience, and it just seems...
It's just not a piece of paper. It's like, well, they took time
to
create that.
Yes.
Their insignias on there and
little
trait. Yes, yes. Totally agree.
So... Without trying to judge the envelope people, let's call them that, if they make a really nice plasticky, cellophane-y one that just seems interesting and does reseal, if it's just that versus packaging for shipping and cheaper, I get it, but
it would
have
to have a nice logo or something to
make it attractive. Yeah, make it attractive. Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of that, and this is maybe where we can conclude on Packaging Boulevard. I would really like to see us get to a really polished dispensary environment that reminds me of when you used to walk into a department store and all of the makeup and shampoos and everything were all in these beautiful glass cases and there was all kinds of product visually around packaging and bottles and what have you. I'd like to see that in the dispensary environment.
You know, there was, out of all the dispensaries that we've hit, there was one in Colorado Springs was exactly like
really?
That. You walked in, it was like there was couches in the middle and on either side they had all, the bongs but then all the flowers and all the glass, stuff. You could sit there and actually look, behind it was all their flowers were open like in glass containers. So you would see everything. I mean, I'm telling you, it was all wood, beautiful wood paneling.
Nice.
They just had,
I'd like to experience
it. It was
that.
It was down a street where there was like maybe 6 or 7 dispensaries. And we happened to, this one, I said, well, let's go in there, because it looked pretty cool, It was an experience that if I had lived there, that would be the place that I would go to, all the time. Just because when you went in.
Nice experience.
It was really
cool.
See,
that's Packaging Boulevard right there.
Exactly, exactly. They got it, They
you
knew how to do it.
Have it, love it, or not, the Apple Store is a really cool place.
That's another, right. They know
Very
how to
cool.
do it, too.
They
yes.
do.
Yes.
In fact, before they actually rolled out those stores, Steve Jobs rented a 1 million-square-foot warehouse, and he had 5 versions of a store set up. He full size, full scale, because he wanted to find the one that was the best that they would go with, which is the design they have today, pretty much. I thought that was cool, too.
Yeah.
And he invited the board of directors to come in when he was ready, and he says, here's 5 what we're looking at. And they thought it was awesome to go in and each one, and the products were all there and how the people interacted with people.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that one store, that guy, that it was just a very pleasant glass counters.
Cool.
He had so much. It was just unbelievable.
I'm right in my head. I feel like I'm inside my head.
Staring at the ceiling while I lie in bed. I hate when I hear the truth, tell me lies. And- instead. I guess I never really know where I wind up next. Yeah.
Hi, this is 45 and hopefully soon to be 47, and I never listened to the Hamlin Avenue Boys podcast.
So young and dumb.
I want you to think back to your youth, to where you didn't have the wisdom you have now, and you would do things you couldn't believe as you look back on it now, but then it made sense. So Young and Dumb is kind of the name of this segment. Recently, earlier this year in May, a high school graduate from Louisiana went on a high school trip. I don't know if you heard about this. And he was dared to jump off the cruise ship at night.
Oh.
Into I like the see where this is going.
Where would the intelligent level be on that guy?
Well, so this is the Young and Dumb. See, yeah. I mean, first of all, I don't remember ever being susceptible to dares, and I don't think you were either.
No, that never.
And I don't even know why. Why we weren't gullible early on for the dare.
I don't know.
Just if you're being dared, don't do it, whatever it is.
Yeah, it's just stupid.
So this was around 9:40 p.m.
Was alcohol involved? I'm sure.
Well, I don't know whether legally it was or illegally or to what degree, but it certainly seems like alcohol would have been within a mile or two of this incident.
Yeah.
At least a mile or two.
Dumb enough to do that.
It was multi-pronged research done by the Navy and the Coast Guard and the Royal Bahamas Navy, whatever, you know, that spent several days looking for some sign of this young man, and there never was one.
No.
So, just like complete vanish. Now, that's disappearing, you know?
You know what? That would be terrible for the family, too. You know, I guess they say if you can claim the body, at least it's something, but now you don't know. Did he drown? Was he eaten by a shark?
This was not a school-sanctioned trip, either.
Oh, it wasn't?
No, in other words, it was put together by, I guess, the parents of these people.
Oh my God.
And then they had some chaperones. There were chaperones.
Yeah.
You know, but you can't have a fucking leash on everybody.
Yeah. I mean, what would go through his mind thinking that would be.
Well, the mind is awash with a sloshy thing.
Yeah, but I mean, have you ever been that drunk you would say, oh, jump out the window?
No, but I think I was close last Friday. And let me tell you that story.
Oh, I got a story on that too.
Our daughter and her boyfriend gave us a couple tickets to a comedian at the Chicago Theater for last Friday night when they heard we were coming up here. Originally, unbeknownst to us, they were going to be coming up here. And they went ahead and bought these tickets and said, while we're in town, we'll go see this guy. It's a comedian. He's in his late 40s. Nate Bergatz is his name. I never really heard of him, although last Saturday night he did Saturday Night Live, and he was the host.
Okay.
Kind of Seinfeld-esque in the sense of being very clean but very funny observationally. In any event, we were going to go. So I bought a $25 reserve parking space at a garage right next to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
Talked to Austin, and he was heading to Florida for the rest of the month. So he said, why don't we have dinner Friday night? You're going to the theater, we'll have dinner. We brought Maureen with us, and we went to dinner on South State Street. They never let the wine get below a certain amount, I figured out.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, I didn't gauge. Normally, I'm very disciplined at this for myself. I just didn't notice. And next thing I know, there were several bottles in for four of us. I remember saying, I don't think we're going to be going to the show. It's going to take everything I got to get us home.
Really?
And probably should have at that point called for an Uber and left the car, but we drove. And I mean, it was
like the old days.
I wasn't going to say it that way, but I got a feeling when you said that maybe I now know.
Yes.
On top of all of that, I have the smart idea. I think I'll light up a Dubois on the way home, too.
Oh, my God.
And in the passing of that around, it drops. And so I pull over, and who knows where, part of Chicago, in the middle of the night, and Maureen goes, you think we should be stopping here? And I go, we are stopping right here, and we ain't moving till I find that. And I went around, and I hunted it down with a flashlight on the phone. Found it. And mission accomplished.
Thank God.
And we got back in. And for the rest of the way, it was just like every ounce of intention. So much so that when we got home, I pulled in very funky that night. I took the dog out and was feeling like I could be on the edge of not well.
Wow. Wow, that bad, huh?
Seemingly. But I had kept the intention together.
Yeah.
And when finally, after a few puffs of this joint, I thought, what in the fuck am I doing? And I threw it away. I know. But I thought I was going to punish myself.
Yeah.
For having made that decision.
Sure, yeah.
And so as we shared with our kids, that what I think the good, wonderful part about this is I appreciate the way it evolved. The next morning, I walked around the truck to see if it was all still there. I was very grateful and thought, I've learned a lesson on watching this glass and not letting anybody add or subtract except for me very intently so that I don't go through that again. And jeopardize friends and family by not having made a decision to take an Uber. I should have.
Yeah.
And could have left the car there. It would have been okay. So there's a story for you.
Like you, we went to this Sertoma function at Gaelic Park.
What is that kind of a function?
That's Sertoma School is for like the disabled.
Okay.
So this was, they had auctions.
Okay, fundraising.
And then they had a band and you had a buffet meal.
Silent auction like?
Yeah, yeah. And no, nothing was silent. What you did is, which I liked, you bought tickets, so you had duplicate tickets, so you kept a set, and then you had buckets where all these different things you could bid on, and it told you what, you know.
Like, I see.
You know, a dinner here and this, and you would drop then the ticket in and they would choose it from there. And then they had a couple auctions. They walked around, you know, they sold a couple, you know, sport jerseys for, you know, but it was a good, you know, it was a nice eating. The band was really, really good. You go in there and now we hadn't eaten dinner because we're going to eat dinner there.
Is this not that long ago?
This was just last week.
Oh, okay. This is fresh.
Last weekend. This is fresh. Well, it ended up, we were there. It started at 6:30. I think it was done by maybe 9:30, 10. You know, ending up, I was drinking double vodka, okay, and vodka on the rocks. So it was all night long. And I started on the empty stomach, you know, so by the second one, maybe we should go up, you know, to the buffet and get the, you know, whatever's there.
No buffets.
Well, she didn't have a choice. That's all they had. And she, you know, wasn't happy about it.
Okay.
We heard about that one. Then, you know, by then we decide, you know, you start talking about, I'm there with my son and his fiance, and then Mary and I, and so, there was like a table of 10. By the time we even reached the buffet, now I'm on my fourth drink. And I go, well, I'm going to eat now, you know, and so I got the food, brought it, you know, we ate, and you're talking and this and that, and it's like by the end of the night, I had like 10, 12 friggin' vodka drinks. I didn't drink wine or beer, it was all that. And I didn't feel really, you know, I wasn't drunk, I wasn't mumbling or stumbling.
Dizzy.
You know, I was just getting tired, and thank God, it's right down the road. I can get home from there in a matter of minutes. So I get home, but man, that next day, like a whole wasted.
Like a rough day.
And I was just so tired the whole next day. It's like, man, recovery just sucks, you know? So I swore off, I don't know what, but, you know, I said, well, you know.
Oh, yeah, and so till the holidays.
Right. Well, not all liquor. I'm just going to stick to a vodka. But no beer or wine. However, I broke that rule last night.
Fresh garbage for both of us because this is fresh garbage. I feel like I'm inside my head.
Hello?
Here it comes, talk. Have you ever heard of the term squirting?
Watch yourself.
I'm not trying to throw a flag for offsides here.
Using it as a physical term, yes. A bodily function?
Yes. I was not overly familiar with this, but I had heard about it, and yeah. I had heard about it in stories that I remembered reading in Penthouse and Playboy. So this goes back a long ways. Then I also had a friend, and he had a girlfriend that he always said was a squirter.
Is this like sharding?
No, that would be really nasty. This was not. Okay. This would almost give you the sense. So the question, and actually what comes up in the sense of here it comes, is squirting the same as peeing? The orgasm-related occurrence isn't just a porn thing. And according to the medical community, it's very normal. There are a lot of things you may hear about sex that will make you question if it's actually a thing. Case in point.
Squirting.
Exactly. While it happens, sometimes in porn, is squirting for real? Also, is squirting pee or is it something else? I have no idea, so I wanted to know more.
Well, of course. I mean, all over your bed.
While squirting is real, it's not something that everyone does or is even aware of. Squirting isn't just a made-for-porn moment. Squirting is indeed real, says women health expert Jennifer Wider, MD. Squirting is a real experience that happens for some vulva owners, not Volvo, vulva owners, says sexual health educator Celeste Holbrook, PhD. The name is a little deceptive, though. The release of fluid, isn't this educational?
Is it pee?
We're not there yet.
Oh.
The release of fluid is more like a small flow or release of liquid versus actual squirting across the room like a water gun. It's hard to say exactly how many people squirt, but older research has found it can happen in up to 54% of people with a vulva.
Wow.
That's not a Volvo.
Right. Although those are nice cars.
A licensed mental health therapist who helps people in sexual therapy situations was the one who conducted a study that found this out.
Yeah.
So it's a function similar to urination, where liquid is expelled from the bladder, but it is not urine. It involves a decent amount of liquid, 10 milliliters or more. Now, I don't know what that might look like, but to me, it was like a shot full. As I recall, when you get a shot, I think they hold 10 or 20 milliliters, something like that.
Yeah.
And you might not have a full of stuff, but that's what I remember the measurements were kind of. Squirting is not female ejaculation, though. Female ejaculate is a thick, milky substance that is emitted from the glands, also known as the skene glands or the female prostate. It's a very small amount, typically about 1 milliliter. Sometimes squirt can contain prostate-specific antigen, PSA, an enzyme found in female ejaculate. That suggests female ejaculation and squirting can happen at the same time. So is it pee? It is not pee, although some people who squirt may wonder if they peed themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you've run into that.
A couple of nights.
Why do some women squirt? Volvo owners. Volvo owners squirt because there is pressure being applied to the backside of the clitoris. I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
Also called the G-spot inside the vaginal canal.
Yeah.
This pushes interstitial fluid into the urethra and therefore out of the body. So this is technical medical grade material.
Yeah.
So I'm teaching.
You are.
The pressure can come naturally from the clitoris being erect or from a finger or a penis or a toy. Importantly, squirting doesn't feel great to all vulva or Volvo owners. And it typically doesn't happen during orgasm, although it can.
Oh, okay.
Ultimately, some women are prone to doing it more than others. There's no good grasp on why one woman may and another doesn't. So I want you to keep your eye out for this, not literally.
Yeah.
And you've only got one good eye right now, so we don't want to let that one get all.
We don't want that one to get bad.
All plugged up.
Here they come.
Hi, this is 46, and I never listen to the Hamlin Avenue Boys podcast.
I'm right in my head. I feel like I'm inside my head.
Hello.
How did I get here?
lying in the sunshine. All I have is tears. Watch them as they fall.
Okay, I want you to imagine you're waking up. It's hot. You're clearly hungover. And this is, you know, something you can know from experience not too long ago. From drink or drug, you're not sure. And you're not able to clearly remember much of anything that occurred before waking. You are nude and have nothing. And it appears you may be in the middle of a desert type of landscape. What do you do?
I'm looking for a big leaf.
How do you proceed? What are your priorities and thoughts about this? I was asked this.
Really?
Yeah.
That is so strange.
And so just to maybe help foster this for you, I'll just start to tell
Wait, just let me interrupt.
Yeah.
Would this be because it was a psychological thing to see if you're a normal person?
No.
Because who is judging this?
Nobody's judging. There's no assessment being made here. What's interesting is it's a hypothetical.
Well, when you said you were asked this, is that work-related or just?
No, somebody just making conversation.
Oh, okay.
And I love, as we've experienced much over our relationship, interesting conversation directions that just, who knew they were going down that road?
That's true.
So in waking up in this manner, you're finding yourself, and of course, what's unsettling right out of the gate is, all you know is what your experience is. It's hot, it's kind of deserty landscape, you don't know where you are, you have nothing on. What the fuck do you do?
Yeah. I mean, and the first thing is, how did I get here?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
So,
but while you're thinking about it, it's hot.
Yeah.
What about water? What about coverage?
Coverage, yes.
But where are you?
And that would be the scariest thing.
Well, there's a lot of scary in there. I'm not saying there's no scary.
Being nude first would freak me out.
Being nude first? You mean because it's you nude?
Yeah, well, because I feel sorry for anybody seeing me nude.
Somehow I think that's not the issue.
Well,
no, because people would be happy to help and think, oh, there's an attractive man.
Yeah.
What's he doing in the desert nude?
Exactly. Let's just say you find the highway. You're nude.
Okay, we're going to get there.
Who the hell is going to
stop
you?
All right, so really, you're doing exactly what I did too, and that's where you start working it out. So you're getting up, you start walking. Well, which direction do you...
Exactly.
Yeah. So for example, let's just say there was mountains in the distance on 180 degrees, but they met the horizon such that they went away to flat. So my first thought was that you go to where the mountain meets the flat.
Yeah, you got to see where you're at.
Well, that too, but I'm just thinking where the flat meets the mountain seems like something.
Could be water.
Could be water, yes.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, are there any trees? You're
so
looking for leaves.
Around the mountain, you're getting
are there
water.
Any fig leaves?
Yes, yes.
You know, maybe you pass a fig plant and now you're set.
I'm looking for a big maple.
Big maple? A whole tree?
Yeah, no, the leaves.
It's hot. First of all, you're going to be getting sunburned too.
Right.
So can you get in the shade?
But what's around you? It's just
deserty
landscape. Desert, nothing but
seemingly.
Desert.
So what do you do? You just start walking.
You would have to.
Yeah, or get to some shade.
Well, yeah, if there's a...
Now that you're in the desert, meanwhile, you're still trying to process, how did I get here?
Yeah.
How did I get here? Lying in the sunshine, all I have is tears. Watch them as they fall.
I don't remember coming out this way. I don't have a fucking thing. I think I'm Vince. I can't prove that. Where am I?
See, I think my whole thing right at that point would be preservation. Once I was able to establish I could live a little longer, you know, then I start worrying about how did I get here and so on.
Okay,
but I would want to get
what is
to
preservation?
The mountain. I want to get water.
Okay.
I want to make
coverage.
You know, if there's, yes, and if there's food,
you want to make
berries,
some clothes.
Whatever, you know.
Yeah.
I want something, you know, fish. Maybe I could catch a fish, you know.
Well, you're
you couldn't
first
even make
of all,
a
you didn't bring your rod and reel with you. Yeah, that's true.
Well, no, but you can, well, yeah, see, but there's certain plants, vines that you could roll, and that makes your string for your fishing.
Okay.
You have, you know.
Meanwhile, in the desert.
Well, you would have to find a water source, or you're going to be dead within a couple.
A day?
You're live without it. Yeah. I mean, think about it.
2 days.
And if there are mountains.
So really, you've narrowed it down. Hold on, Vince. You're right, because what I didn't do that you are doing is you're narrowing it down to the most immediate need is water or shade or water and shade.
Well, water. I still think water.
Yeah.
You're going to need water.
Okay.
Yeah.
So wouldn't it than, say, if you see in the distance, mountainy business, mm-hmm. meeting flat terrain,
right.
that where it meets would seem like a river
exactly.
or some kind of flow from the mountain. That might produce something
well, that
comes
water.
Next.
You
so
know,
you head that way, and you estimate, for example, you may have thought to yourself, okay, what time of day is it? The sun seems pretty straight up
yeah.
as you're walking, mind you.
Right.
I've still got a half a day of sunlight, but then it's going to get cold.
Yeah.
And after getting sunburned, I'm going to really get cold.
Yeah.
So I got to hoof it.
Definitely.
But I'm barefoot,
that.
Too, so I got to be careful.
I know. Imagine your
Because you will slow down, man, if you step on
yeah.
something.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so you get to the base, and sure enough, you see a runoff
mm-hmm.
and a river-ish where the desert meets this mountain. And you see a little town, very small, maybe 12 houses
yeah.
and a post office by the river. And as you get closer, you see some people walking around, but they're speaking Spanish. And they look Spanishy, Hispanic-y. You know, I'm trying to put the feel for you.
Yeah. So I see Spanishy looking people.
And you hear Spanish,
right.
and you notice the little sign on the side of the maybe post office, it's
written in
one
Spanish.
Building in town,
right.
is in Spanish.
Okay.
But you have no idea where you are.
No.
Remember, you're nude.
Yes.
What do you think you do to try to not freak people out? How do you help yourself?
Well, you'd have to cover yourself first. You're not going to walk in that town naked. That is not a good
All right, if you haven't
impression.
Covered yourself by now,
that's what
does that mean?
So as long as you're
Steal
covered,
somebody's sheet off the line?
Well, if you could, I mean.
And go as a toga?
Something, you know, you'd have to cover yourself. No one's going to talk to you naked.
No, it's good.
No one. No,
even if you said, help me?
Guy. Well, I mean, even then, you know, you'd probably have to fall down
couldn't
and fake
you
like
just,
you fainted.
Couldn't you just put your hand and go, help me?
You
or in
somebody,
your case, two hands.
That's not going to stop anybody. But, you know, I think as long as you cover yourself, you could probably... Now, here's what I'm thinking with you. If you said they had a post office there...
No, it's a kind of...
Oh, okay. Because I
all right,
said,
let's say
you're
it
gonna
is.
You're going to find
it
out
is.
Where you're at.
It's a one-man post office.
Yeah, you know. And nowadays, you know, then we got a phone. You know, I mean, if you can get a phone.
Okay. So you go into this, first of all. You got to have coverage.
You do.
So you don't, if you're almost dead at this point because you've walked all day...
Yeah, you still need coverage.
Do you think you would just have to put your hand there and do it?
No.
You couldn't? You have to wait. You have to hide out in the forest until
you would have to somehow
steal a sheet off a bed sheet.
Plants or a fern, you know, even and do a Sally Rand type walk with the ferns in front of you. You know what I would look
okay,
for?
Okay, let's say
I
would you look got
for
the fern.
A church.
All right, hold on.
I would definitely look for a church. There you'd get more compassion than out on the road. You know?
Okay. So,
I mean, they're not going to kick you out or anything. Come on.
All right. So, all right. Let's go to the church.
Okay.
Do you still need coverage?
Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because they'd be more understanding.
Well, I think they'd get you a smock or something to cover yourself. Yes.
A smock?
Yeah. Well, you know, they would, think about it. They would have people there in the, you know, in the little town may not, you know, I don't have anything to do with them. But if you were to get a church, a lot of times they're almost, you know, nurturing, so they would take you in.
All right, so you're heading to the church.
Yeah.
You stole the towel off the line, and you were able to kind of cover yourself.
Okay.
Because I know we have to get past that part. Because you got to have coverage.
You need coverage.
Right. A hand or two will not do.
Something, yes.
So we come up to the church, and the church doors open.
Yeah.
And we go inside, and a priest is in there. Then he comes up, but he only speaks Spanish. And now this is concerning, because... Everything else has been funny and concerning.
Yeah.
But if this guy is not speaking English, where the fuck am I?
Yeah, and that wouldn't be. Well, then, of course, first, you know, you could always say you want food and water.
Like food?
Well, not the way you're doing food.
Okay.
I don't know what you're eating, but I'm using one finger pointing to my mouth. And then you can easily use your hand to show you're sipping water or something. And I'm sure that would help out.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
What about the coverage? Now, you got a towel
Well,
on.
You got a towel.
Do you want to address that with them
you.
And say, hey,
yeah,
hey, clothes,
know, yeah.
clothes.
I would think that El they
clozo.
Would probably help you out, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So what
so,
about...
So you're fed what, and you're clothed.
All right,
now
what I did...
Now you got to find out where you're at.
All right, and at this point in this little process that we're playing out here, this little playlet, I thought of the idea of we should try to find out where we are. I know that doesn't put coverage on you and it doesn't give you water or food or whatever you might need.
You're going to be wandering a long time, walking naked. So no one's going to say. See, I just saw a video of a guy running around in downtown New York, running around naked, and nobody wanted, even the cops didn't want to get near him. So they tased his ass. They didn't want to wrestle with somebody like that. You have to have coverage.
You have to have coverage. I think instead of in the desert talk, I'm going to call this coverage talk because it's all about coverage.
You could always make like an airplane. They would probably understand you're looking for an airport. You know, there's things you can do, you know, or beep beep with
now,
the
wheels, as these non-English
highway.
Non-English speaking people are trying to help you in your towel and see if they can get you something. How do you convey to them, please don't touch my feet?
Oh, well, I would just... Hand gesture is the best way.
Okay.
And just keep standing.
Kinda, okay.
You can help me anyway, but don't touch my feet.
That's right. Okay. So your priority was great. Water first. Coverage along the way. Always thinking about that. First of all, for the sun purposes, because you won't get sunburned.
You want to get something on your
shoulders. If you could get coverage on early, you'd be helping yourself with that.
And you would be able to tell the time just by where you're burnt. If your shoulders are burnt.
Okay. Okay, so now you're in the church. The priest doesn't know what to do because he doesn't speak English, but he's kind of getting a sense of it, and he wants to help you. So he calls the little sheriff in town who comes over who does not speak English either. At this point, that would seem to me to say you got to know, where am I? Okay, so you find out that you're in Mexico. Now, I know this is a place you don't typically want to go because of the cartel, and you've only been there once, and that was when you were a young man.
We might have been in it once, too. We don't know the second time.
That's true. Well, we were, probably, but it was not in the same way that we're talking here.
No, right. One of your shortcuts.
So now you find out you're in Mexico. How do you even begin to process, again, how you got there?
Yeah.
And how do you get help?
That's the thing.
Because now, wherever you are in Mexico, you could be actually in a cartel town.
Yeah, I know. I mean, even the sheriff.
Aren't you a little suspicious, this pretty big guy with a towel, as much as you seem nice enough and you're trying to, you know, give me water, give me something,
well,
you know.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
That would be, either way, you're going to have to try and find
here's how I want to bring it to a conclusion. Is turns out it's not a cartel town. Able to figure out, he takes you to the office, which gives you the ability to use a phone. He didn't have a cell phone with him, but he took you to a phone and a computer, and you were able to contact family and friends, and they got you the money, and you got home. So do you really set about as a full-fledged investigation trying to figure out how that happened?
Definitely.
Or do you just try to get back to living?
No, I'd have to find out, because you wouldn't want to happen again.
Well, certainly not.
Well, how do you know it's not? You got to find out what the hell put you in the middle of there that you don't even know about.
That's a long way, too.
Yeah, are you saying it was... So I was never in Mexico. That's just where I ended up. I mean, you're saying somehow...
No,
from here,
we don't know. We don't know.
Oh, okay.
You just woke up there.
That was it. Oh, yeah. That would drive me insane not to know.
Yeah.
I would have to find out. I just couldn't let it go.
Your brother picks you up, takes you back home.
Yeah.
Your family's going, gosh, we were worried about you. First thing you would probably say was, well, how did I get there?
Yeah, I have no idea.
And they go, well, all we know is you went out to run an errand and you never came back.
Wow.
And it's been a week.
Wow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
All they know is what they're telling you.
Oh, man.
And so then you think, okay, where's my car?
Where was I going?
And where's my car?
Yeah.
Well, we found it. It was by a 7-Eleven in Cicero.
Wow.
Okay. I would never have reason to go there normally. It's not like I was going to visit somebody.
No, there's nobody I know there.
And so do you see where I'm going is I'm just trying to...
But you're trying to trace your steps.
Yes, or just say, man...
Yeah. You have to find
out
where...
And by the way, you could have hit roadblocks already that would allow you not go any further.
Sure. Because,
unless somebody volunteers information for you, you know. Ultimately, you got back home safe. You have no idea how you got there.
How did I get here? Lying in the sunshine. All I have is tears. Watch them as they fall. How How did I get here? I guess it doesn't really matter. Try and pass the day without you on my mind, without you next to me. This is feeling like a bad dream. There I'm doing it again. I thought about you one more time.
I'm right in my head. I feel like I'm inside my head.
You have to have coverage.
You have to have coverage.